Rick Allen has been on this show. He's been in the studio. Joe Elliott's been on this show. And our next guest, Vivian Campbell, has also been on the show. What was he on the show to promote the Def Leppard show?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that. It was so long ago.
It was a while back, yeah.
And now he is promoting his new album, Jericho, with his band Last in Line. The single is available now. We just listened to it on the way back in. It's good stuff. It's available on all the platforms. Let's welcome back to the show. This is the great Vivian Campbell. Vivian Campbell, how are you, sir?
I am well. Thank you, Mike.
It's good to talk to you. Where are you calling us from?
From my car.
New Hampshire.
I have lousy phone signal at home, so I actually got in my car and I'm in a parking lot. Yeah, hopefully I got better signal this time. So
you're coming in loud and clear.
I'm in New Hampshire, and it's cold up here. Turning bitterly cold today, but that's what you get for moving to New Hampshire.
Where you live, in New Hampshire? What brought you to New Hampshire?
My wife is from New Hampshire. She has family here. I actually love it, to be honest. I mean, I lived in L.A. for most of my life and had a very hard time with that. I'm from Ireland originally, and New Hampshire is a lot like Ireland, just a bit more extreme in the weather department. But, love it here.
We were talking about last break. You've played with Dio. You have played with
White Snake,
of course, Def Leppard. Did you ever have a real job? And I'm not saying what you do isn't a real job, but I'm saying, did you have to do a crappy job, or have you just been playing guitar since high school years?
You're right that it's not a real job. I'm so very fortunate to be able to do this for a living. The only time I ever had a real job was actually when I was in school. When I was a teenager, I was working to buy my first Les Paul, which incidentally is the same Les Paul that I played with Last in Line. The one when I play with Last in Line, I exclusively use that guitar. It just seems appropriate. But that was the one I learned how to play on. But to pay for it, it was a very expensive guitar for a teenager to buy in Ireland back in 1977. So I worked every weekend, every school holiday, like really hard, heavy manual labor. It was hard work. So I do know the value of hard work, but I am very fortunate that I got lucky with that hard work. I channeled a lot of my hard work into learning how to play guitar, and then I got a big break when Ronnie Dio was looking for a guitar player.
I think it's great. I mean, I talked to Dave Navarro once, and he was in Jane's Addiction when he was like 16 years old. So he's never had to work at McDonald's or anything. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just a great life. You seem to embrace the fact that you're very lucky, and I think that's awesome. And the fact that now, how difficult is it for you to be in Def Leppard, who just seems like is nonstop touring, and yet still have time to record a new album?
Yeah, the Last in Line band has been together for about a decade. This is our third album that's coming out in March, Jericho album. It started as just a fun, little part-time thing, and then it became more serious when we got offered a record deal in like 2014 or something. So we did a couple of albums for a label, and Jericho is our first album with a new label out of Germany called Ear Music. So we're excited about that, but it became a more serious project when we started writing and recording our own music, and I've invested a lot more time into it. And I've been very, very busy. When I wasn't working with Leppard, I've been touring and recording with Last in Line. And it's difficult, but it's a labor of love. I mean, it's a passion project for me as a guitar player. It keeps me really, really sharp. When I go back to Def Leppard, I feel it's refreshing for me to go back and do something that's a little bit different, because there's two guitar players in Leppard, obviously myself and Phil, and we share the duties, and the Leppard thing is much more vocal intense.
Yeah.
So that's really our secret sauce in Def Leppard, is that our vocals are so strong, And Last in Line, I refuse to sing. I just put my head down and play guitar, and I'm the only guitar player in that band, so I do all the heavy lifting there. So, it's exercising a different muscle for me, really, and I'm very fortunate that they're both exceptional bands, and that they both accommodate my desire to be in two bands,
Yeah.
But it's a lot of work. It's definitely, I didn't realize quite how much I was working until COVID happened, actually, you know, and all of a sudden everything came to a grind and halt. And I realized that for years and years I'd just been, you know, home for a couple of days and putting down a suitcase and leaving with another one. But, you know, when I wasn't with one band, I was with the other. So that did make me sort of reflect on how hard I have been working for the last decade. But so maybe I'm reflecting it a little bit differently now, you know, post-COVID, going back to that. I'm aware of how much of a toll it takes, but I absolutely enjoy it. There's nothing that makes me happier in life than when I'm on stage playing guitar. I mean, that's all I ever wanted to do as a kid when I was working to get the money to pay for that Les Paul. You know, that was my dream. Like I say, it's just super lucky to be able to do this, you know.
I think it's great. I think it's a great story and also inspiration for kids who have a love for something that you definitely can, if you work your ass off, you can do it, and you can do it for the rest of your life. We listened to the new single, which is Ghost Town, off of the album Jericho, which is available March 31st. And it's good, Vivian. And the other day we had Steve Vai on the show, and Steve Vai released some music that I think is along the same genre. It's a fun rock and roll album, which unfortunately I feel like everything is so serious lately. We miss those days of just fun, guitar-driven, heavy rock and roll, and it seems to me that it's making a little bit of a comeback.
Yeah, it is, you know, and it's a joyous thing. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's not highbrow, you know. It's not going to change the world necessarily, but it makes people happy. And the only thing better than making a record is actually performing live. I mean, that's where the real magic is, when you see a band live. And you're in the room and you feel that energy. And for me as a player, as a performer, you know, that's a happy spot. Absolutely. You know,
you don't get burned out from performing so much. I mean, with Def Leppard, it seems like they're always on the road.
No, not at all. No. I mean, the travel's the difficult part, you know, but in Leppard, we travel really, really well.
Yeah.
And Last in Line, we don't. So I get to see both ends of the equation, you know, like private jets and five-star hotels with Def Leppard and, you know, lots of food, lots of assistance to help you. And then you go and you get in a Sprinter van and drive for 6 hours and stay in the Holiday Inn Express. that's Last in Line, you know, but the hour and a half or whatever that we're on stage is pure bliss, you know.
Well, I got to tell you, I think it's great that you're making the music. I think it's great that you still love what you do, and there's plenty of opportunities to check out Def Leppard. I mean, we were just looking at the schedule. You got one off date in Miami, and then South America, and then Europe. You guys are everywhere. And then Last in Line, new single is Ghost Town. It's available now. I just listened to it on Spotify. It's on iTunes, all the major digital platforms, and the new album Jericho comes out on the 31st. And I love that you're still into it, making music, man. And we look forward maybe seeing Last in Line roll through town here in Tampa at some point.
That would be good. Yeah, we haven't been in Florida very much at all. Definitely.
It's warmer than New Hampshire.
That's for sure.
Well, good.
Today of all days.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we hope to see you, and I appreciate the call this morning.
Cheers. Have a good day.
There you go. Bye. There you go. Vivian Campbell sitting in a parking lot outside of a Starbucks in New Hampshire.
I think a duck jumped in his car again there.
So I did that when that weekend that I had to go to my son's, where we were talking about the Villages the other day, mm-hmm. where I had to take a day off. I tried to go and find a spot that had good Wi-Fi the next day because I had to do this show, like to talk calling you guys.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.